Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 201. We're in the 200s, 201, presented by Connect Roasters. Go to connectroasters.com for all of your coffee needs. If you want better coffee, if you want to have single origin, fantastic coffee, anywhere from light roast, medium roast, we even have a darker roast, whatever you want. Go to connectroasters.com. You can use code COMPOUNDCLUB for 25% off your first order of the Home Run Club shipment, which coffee will be shipped directly to your door every month. Or you can use code COMPOUND15 for 15% off site-wide. We've actually got some new merch coming. New merch coming. ConnectRoasters.com. Big news today. Big news. And it happened today. Big news. Shorty.
I thought you were staying with Connect saying big news.
Nope. We're off Connect. We're on to Shorty. Zach Short is on the opening day roster for the New York Metropolitans.
Thank you. Thank you.
So sick.
Who told you? Tell the story. Who told you? How'd it go?
Yeah. So I got there this morning, and you know, you hear stories of guys, you know, like I have a few friends on other teams who they've told, like, hey, you know, we're not gonna make a decision probably until a day or two before opening day. Like, they apologize. Like, hey, we're sorry, but it's kind of what we have to do. So, like, in the back of your mind, you're like, all right, you know, a decision has to be coming any day here soon. But then, you know, you hear stories like that. So it's like, all right, I'm not going to get my hopes up or anything. So, but, you know, kind of the way that scheduling was working out, I figured some decisions would be coming soon. So, you know, I got to the stadium this morning, changed, and right, I think one of the first people I saw was Mendoza, the manager, and he was like, Shorty, come here, and I was like, all right, well, and his office is right there, he's like, come on in, and I was like, all right, well, this is either a good thing or a bad thing, so, and David Stearns was in there, you know, I closed the door, and, you know, asked how everything was going, and I was like, good, I mean, depends, what do we got, you know, and they're like, well, you know, we have some really good news. You know, you made the team. You're going to come with us. You know, congrats, obviously. And, you know, we had a really good conversation in there. And it was pretty special. You know, Ian, you've talked, you know, numerous of times of how special opening day is. And I've been called up, you know, a few weeks after opening day. I've been called up, you know, two times now within April. Like, almost feels like you just miss opening day. And, you know, to hear all the stories that you've told, whether, you know, you're congratulating John Lester on his, you know, 15th opening day, like, it still goes such a long way to those guys. And to finally have an opportunity, you know, to be on the opening day roster after hearing about it for so long, you know, and being almost 29 years old is pretty cool. And to do it for a team that I grew up watching and rooting for is even crazier and something I could never imagine.
Opening day in the big leagues is a super special thing. You know, getting your name announced, going out on the line in front of what is generally a packed house on opening day, weather dependent, flyover, anthem, like all of those things with everybody out on the line. Like, it's super, super special. And I can't wait for you to experience that. And it, but I mean, you know, you will be able to congratulate Francisco Lindor on his, like, 11th, like, whatever, 10th yeah, or opening day. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah. Sick. And again, like, you know, my family will be there. The team, like I said, that I grew up rooting for. I said it today in a press conference or whatever, talking to the reporters, you know, putting on or driving to Citi Field to, you know, go and feeling, you know, you're driving to work for your team is going to be pretty cool. It's right, you know, I've, Tom, you know, where it's right across the street from LaGuardia Airport. I fly out of there numerous times. And this offseason, you know, when I got claimed, I had a few weddings and we would fly to LaGuardia every time when I was a member of the Mets, but still, I still didn't know that I was going to be in a position like this and driving by it. It's a little different. It's a little bit bigger, and driving by it to and from every time you go there, it's, and now to do it, to actually go to the stadium is going to be pretty cool, especially to put on that jersey for the first time.
City's a sneaky cool park.
It's awesome. It's in the middle of, you know, huge parking lot, but like the way that you can hear and see, well, at Shea Stadium, you could literally see every plane that went behind the batter's eye. They even had it in MLB The Show growing up. It was really cool. I would always play at Shea Stadium where you could see a plane going in behind the batter's eye. Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be awesome. I truly can't wait to experience it.
Are you going to live at home to save money?
I am definitely going to try that.
Are you actually?
You're going to live
with Fallon?
Yeah.
Oh, I was joking. I meant like with your parents.
No, it's like 45 minutes. It's like 45 minutes away.
Oh, well then, yeah, definitely. Why wouldn't you live with Fallon?
That's what I said. And you freaked out.
No, because I meant like with your mom and dad, not with your fiance. I would hope you'd live with her. I mean, that'd be kind of crazy to not live with her.
Yeah. I mean, it's 45 minutes, no traffic. So it'll probably turn into an hour every day, but it's still better than, you know, again, if I need a hotel or something, I'll get a hotel for a day game.
Great time for podcasting.
That's right.
My couch is always available here in Brooklyn. So, you know,
Tom, you're gonna be pissed that you offer that up. I'm telling you.
Jack, I think my roommates would really be the ones that are pissed. I'm fine with it. I don't care.
Zach has a sleeping bag in the John Boy offices. He just goes down and hunkers into one of the studios.
Zach's now got no excuse to not go into the John Boy offices. I'll tell you that. Good much. Point.
I not met them. I saw a bunch of them the other day at George Steinbrenner Field. Ran into a few of them. It's pretty cool.
Ian, can we get obvious shirts to get me a new?
Oh God.
He's gonna have a new number now. He said he doesn't want to stick with 7-4. Crazy. Who would have thought you wouldn't want to stay with 7-4? But once he gets a new number, I'm gonna need an updated shirt.
When are we gonna get the new number?
We'll see.
That's probably the least of your worries right now.
You know what's funny is like I had this vision or thought, hey, when they tell you, you know, one way or another, if you're on a team, whether it's this team or a different team, and they congratulate you or whatever, I'm going to say like, thank you. And, you know, and today it was a perfect time and I froze. I just didn't do it. They're like, hey, you know, you have anything for us? And I wish I would have said joking, but seriously, like, is there any way I can become, you know, a wide receiver instead of an offensive lineman? Can I get a new number? You know, but didn't say it. And I walked out of the office. And by the time at that point, I was like, it's too late. I can't turn around. I'm going to have to figure something out. So I started texting some people and it's in motion. So we'll see.
I have a couple more questions for you. First question. There was a highlight the other day. MLB put it up. And what happens in the highlight is Juan Soto slides into second base and he stops up short. And I think Francisco Lindor helps him up. What was really not appreciated about that highlight was that ZS makes a nasty behind the back sliding play, spin move the opposite way, steps on the base at second and turns double play. That was a nasty play up the middle. Nasty. Made it look easy. And the only thing, they actually zoomed away from your play to zoom in on Soto sliding and being helped up.
Dude, I got tagged. I got tagged. Pete, with an I threw it. The worst part, everything about it was perfect. Like, I felt I got four seams, and I was like, dude, Judge is running. Like, he's probably not running 110%. You got time. All good. Like, I get it. I get the right foot on the bag. I'm throwing it. And as soon as it leaves my hand, I'm like, that is so bad. And, like, Ian, you've played infield before. You can tell if it's, like, one of those ones where you're like, oh, he's going to pick it. Like, that's just like, if you put your glove down, it's going to go in the glove. This one was like when you release it and you watch it go into like the long hop, short hop range.
Between her, like, yeah, right in the middle.
God bless, dude. I let it go and I was like, I tried to fuck this up as best as I could. I did. It's funny, Soto was joking, but as he was sliding, he was screaming. And I don't know, like, I don't know if I was just like, oh, I hear him screaming. Okay, like, whatever. And I was just like, how do you just worm ball that? I got tagged in so many comments on that thing. Like, I mean, we're not going to talk about the play and then Pete's pick over there. We're going to talk about a guy sliding and standing on or sitting on the ground. What?
Zach Short, Juan Soto,
Lindor.
Soto, Lindor, Alonso, and Judge were all in that highlight.
But who made the best play?
That's right. Go grab your glove, Judge. Grab your glove.
Okay, next question. Mets signed JD Martinez. Have you met JD yet?
I have. Watched him go to work the last few days in the cage. It's pretty cool, like his process.
Does he bring a whole bag of tricks in there?
No, so I know he's been using some of the, like the metal bats, like weighted different bats. And he had them. But we also have them here, so I'm sure it was – I don't know if it was his or theirs. But I think the way – you can tell, like, he's so meticulous about what he's doing. And it's – because you hear all the stories about it. Like, Like, Jim Medusi would tell us when he was at Detroit on the flights, JD would have two iPads going at the same time. Like, and that was, what, 5 or 6 years ago. And to see it now, it's like, oh, wow, like, they're not lying. This guy is dialed. And it's, you know, it's not a secret of why he's been so, so good the last however many years.
He's been consistently productive for a very long time and underappreciated.
You know, it's funny. Again, I said something today. They asked me if I talked to him about hitting at all. And I was like, honestly, like, he's such a perfect example. He hit, obviously, you know, a little bit more in the minor leagues, but he didn't really blossom into the big leagues until his late 20s. Yep. And I think that'd be a really cool conversation to have with him. I look forward to getting an opportunity to do so. No, go ahead.
Is he starting the season with you guys or is he going to get some bats? What's the plan?
No, he's going to get like quote unquote option basically for 10 days or so. Which I thought was, I don't know. I was like surprised, but then I was like, makes a ton of sense. You're not just going to go play a game right away. That matter.
Yeah. His career, including the first 3 years with Houston that didn't go so good, 874 OPS. 874.
Yeah. And the way that he goes oppo too, he said something talking about not signing with the Giants and signing with the Mets. He was like, listen, I'm at the point in my career where I can't really have a down year if I want to keep playing. And he was like, San Francisco is not a good park for me to hit in. The way that I go oppo and the Mets is a little bit more favorable to me. Like, why would I go play in San Francisco? You know, and like the way that his swing is tailored, it makes complete sense.
And it was really interesting to hear him actually verbalize that because a lot of guys won't come out and say, like, I don't want to play in that park. Like, San Francisco is a tough place to hit. Tough place for a lefty. It's a really tough place for righties to go oppo. You know, a guy like Buster Posey, such a good hitter, like hit 20 homers once in his career. Like, it's a really tough place to slug. And for like JD and what he does, like, it does make a lot of sense. Like, Citi Field is a great place to hit. Ball flies pretty good. It's a little deep to center, but the gap in left and the left field down the line, right field down the line, like, good spot. So I appreciated that. Appreciated that he came out and said that. And he is going to be, he'll probably hit fourth behind Pete. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Probably hit fifth behind Zach.
Yeah. Pete, Zach, JD. Yep.
I mean, Murderer's Row. Ever heard of it? I have two questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Two questions. First one, did you call/text Fallon or your parents first? Or your friends.
So we are in So we have a family group chat that Fallon found her way in the last probably year or so. And that's the only group message we use as a family now. Okay. Fallon is on her way back to Connecticut. And she was stopping in South Carolina to see her parents. And my family was going to Brady's game today. All my parents and Avery were going there in Connecticut to see him. And they were like, hey, we're on our way. And Fallon was like, hey, yeah, if Chop and I don't stop for 10 hours, we'll be there at, you know, whatever time. And then that was right before I got told. And then I was like, hey guys, like I won't be there today, but you know, I know what I'll be on Thursday for opening day. And I sent a GIF of City Field, which is pretty cool. And that's how the news broke. It took a little bit longer than I appreciated, but whatever.
how long after that text did we find out? Your friends?
I think you guys were right there.
Okay. I was asleep, so you were also 3 hours ahead of me. I woke up. It was no better way to wake up than that. I'll tell you what.
Were we right there? Because I saw it on the social media, and I had to send a text to our group chat and say, is this real? Could I get some confirmation?
He may have texted
It was kind of like the same thing with your extension.
Ooh, he's got a point.
You guys were informed the whole time.
No, that's weird.
I don't know if that's true or not. I honestly don't remember.
People don't forget, Darian.
Second question. Zach, over here. Zach.
Yes. Anybody else?
That was my Scott impersonation of trying to get your attention. My question is from a text I sent to you guys last week about the new blocking the bag rules as a middle infielder and how pretty dumb they are. Pretty dumb. Because there was a play in spring where Frankie Lindor was catching your new middle infield mate, was getting a throw from the catcher. And by the video, it looked like he was a good foot in front of the bag, almost like not even really close to blocking the bag. And they called the runner safe. Like, how crazy is that as a middle infielder? Bro, that you literally have to be like away from the base.
Guy was out by probably 5 feet.
It wasn't even a play.
If you drop, there should be, again, we're all hoping, because we had a meeting on it a few days ago. We are hoping that, actually, it was the day after that when we got back from playing the Tigers. We went over it as a team, like, hey, this is what the league said. This is what we're going to do. We are hoping that they revisit it like they did with the pitch clock. Like, hey, the hitter has to have their heads up by 9 seconds. They can't just throw if the guy is, you know, because – we all agree that if it affects a play, okay, maybe let's talk about that. Not, hey, the guy's out by 15 feet. Oh, he happened to be in front of the bag. It didn't have any bearing on the play whatsoever. Okay, you're out. You're out, buddy. Like, that is not helping the game. That's hurting the game. That's not baseball. That's not how it was supposed to be played. That's not anything. But if you're dropping a knee, as the guy's coming in, you don't have the ball. Okay, it's the same thing at home plate. Like we tailored that to protect guys. Like, let's do the same, but also keep baseball, you know?
Yeah, I think 100%. That's an example of how that this rule can get sideways, is if a guy's out by 5 feet and there's no knee down, there's no, like, you can't possibly get to the base. His foot was on covering one side of the base and the guy called obstruction. Probably not what it should look like. If that happens during the season, it's probably a outrage. And so we can't just have guys being awarded extra bases because there's a foot in front of the base. There's a lot of talk about this in the offseason about what the rule should look like. And a knee down is definitely not what we want. We don't want guys sliding into knees, hands into knees. But the foot, when you're out by 5 feet, is not it.
And that's what, like, I get the rule. It's a, like, it makes sense for safety wise for both the runner and the guy covering the base not to get cleated or whatever. But like, you can't make it like a judgment call. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's tough to make it like, like he was kind of blocking it, but he was out anyway. Like, then it just becomes like, like it was a judgment call. And it's like, well, that's what it is all along. It's judgment call if they're blocking it.
The best part is that it's not reviewable either.
Not that's reviewable. Even that's going to piss some people off. Like, in the
I'll ask the umpire, I'm like, I'll just kind of get their take on it. Like, what do you got? You know, and like, they'll say the same spiel, you know, like, it's tough. And I'm like, dude, it actually puts you guys in such a shitty position. Truly.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to make that call? Like, you get another, like, if it's a back pick, you get the next base. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Like, you think someone's going to want to make that call in the ninth inning?
No, but you have to. Like, but the thing is, like, it's going to go both ways. Like, then if you don't call it, then you're going to see all the replays of, like, look, he's clearly blocking the base path. He should have been safe when he's out by 5 feet. It's crazy. It's a weird rule. It's weird. Yeah. We'll see. But again,
before we move on to my next topic, before we move on, I'd like to talk about Bruce Bolt. Zach, on opening day at Citi Field, is going to be wearing Bruce Bolts. He's going to be wearing Bruce Bolt batting gloves. He's going to be showing them off. He's going to be flashing them around. Which ones are you wearing for opening day? Do you know yet?
Dude, I've used the same pair all spring outside of one game.
What color?
I may have to rock with them.
White?
Blue. Because we wear blue jerseys every game. But I have some white. I think I'm going to pull out white for opening day.
Have you tried the Nimmos?
Yes. They're sick. Those are going to be some gray ones. Those are going to be the gray on the road. He has – they're blue and orange with the gray inside. It's sick. Pretty cool.
Brucebolt.us. They got game hats. You can customize them for your team. Put your logo on them. They got stretch fit. They got – soft brim technology, they're sweat resistant, all kinds of features. Brucebolt.us. Check out the batting gloves, check out my batting gloves, check out their game hats. So last week at camp, we had a couple games left. Zach, you guys got an interesting schedule. You got a Monday game off Tuesday, Wednesday. We have the Cardinals coming in. So this is something that every spring will happen. If you're a team in Arizona who's opening up, like West Coast, or sometimes you'll have, instead of going back to the cold, you'll have a team who's opening on the West Coast come to you, play a couple games. In 2019, Boston came here for a couple games. We went to Houston in 2017 before opening day. We actually went to Boston and Fort Myers in 2018 before we opened in Miami. So this year, the St. Louis Cardinals are coming. They're opening in LA. And so they're coming to play us Monday, Tuesday before they open up in LA. So that's what we're doing for the next couple of days. You guys are at George Steinbrenner Field playing the old Yanks.
We just got it. We were here 2 days ago as well. Pretty interesting little schedule. We had a split squad today. It was basically the starters and then a few bench guys on two different stadiums. And then we all met here in Tampa. It'll be cool. And then tomorrow we go from Tampa, fly back to New York.
Nice.
Interesting. You open with Milwaukee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Milwaukee
in New York. Yeah.
In New York. Yep. What's their rotation? Freddy Peralta.
Not sure. Freddy Peralta. I think Ross is one of them. I think he could be game three.
Is Wade throwing?
It says
Wade Miley.
TBD.
TBD.
That guy's been around for a while. TBD.
So the Cubbies are opening up in Texas against the defending champs.
Okay, you said
opened up. What?
Like you said, the show Cubbies. Like, no, where do the South Bend Cubbies open up?
Not the iCubs, not ahead. The South Bend Cubs, the show Cubs. We haven't opened up on the road. I was thinking about this today. We haven't opened up on the road in a sneaky long time.
Yeah, I feel like Wrigley is like a very common, like, MLB wants. I mean, not even on purpose, but like, that just seems like, do the Yankees open at home, Tom?
I believe the Yankees open on the road.
Hmm.
In case you're wondering, the South Bend Cubs open with the Quad City River Bandits.
Ooh,
on April 5th.
Big news.
Well, it's generally pretty cold in Chicago. And so, like, when my first few years, like,
you gonna cry about it? You think it's not cold in New York? You think it's not cold in Citi Field? Zach's not going to be crying. Maybe tears of joy.
18,
I might be crying.
I was going to say maybe tears of like, this is so cool. Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off that many times.
No, it's all right. In 18, we opened in Miami. And then in 19.
Wait, what happened that? who hit? Didn't someone do something cool when you guys opened?
Cool
that?
First pitch. If you ever just type in 2018 first pitch into the YouTube, and then and then in 19, the Iowa Cubs opened up in somewhere, but the
Nashville. Nashville. Know where we opened up. You're lying.
The show you Cubs. The show
even
Cubs.
I knew what it is. I was like, it's Nashville. Even I knew the answer was Nashville.
I can't get through this.
Okay? Not if you keep lying to us. No, you can't. Sorry, this will be the last time I interrupt. Go ahead.
The Cubbies opened up in Texas that year, actually in Arlington. And then, you know, 20, I can't remember where we were supposed to open in 20, but since then, every year we've opened in Chicago. And so this is a little different for me. I'm trying to figure it all out again. I was like, I thought we used to now open in Chicago every year.
Well, if you go back to 19, we flew into Nashville 3 days before the first game, even, and we just spent like 2 days practicing, and we didn't.
That was, dude, that was awesome.
That was so
we were there
cool.
for like 8 or 9 days. We were there for
yes, because it was a 5-game series.
Yes,
that's back when Ian asked you to go get a drink, and I didn't really know him yet, so I didn't.
Yeah, Ian and I went out that night,
and then I weaseled my way into being friends with him. I said, "You will be my friend. I don't care. I'm gonna make it happen." And it did. Here we are.
Didn't invite me to live with you, but did invite me to be your
friend. Don't. We're not doing Tom. Cut him off right here. Cut him off at the legs.
But the Cubs we're opening in Texas, and I'm excited for that. We're going to be there. We're going to fly out Tuesday. We're going to be there until Sunday. So we're going to be there for a long time.
I will
Ian,
say.
You, Dakota, I'm going to go.
Ian, I think we were going to say like the same thing, but go ahead.
That place is going to be fucking bonkers, bro. Bonkers.
He's never been there.
I know. Wait, you God, just wait until you see it, man.
I feel like I think the top two for opening day that would come to mind, and they seem like easy answers. No offense, Tom. Trust me, I don't like this answer either, but I feel like Fenway and Wrigley would be like the two coolest. And then like the defending world champions in Texas, like that's pretty sick too.
Dude.
I didn't like saying Fenway, Tom. I wasn't happy about that, but it's just it is the way it is. They get good crowds.
Texas, big stadium, new stadium, pretty cool park. And they're going to do, so we're going to have opening day Thursday, off day Friday, and then Saturday, I believe, is their ring ceremony. So there'll be a weekend full of festivities.
If you think about it, you really did open against the Rangers in 2019. Nashville's the Rangers. Play. So if you think about it, you did it, man. Nice.
Good point.
People forget.
What else is happening in the lead up to?
I mean, we have to touch. We don't know the facts, but we got to touch on the Shohei stuff. It's crazy, the whole story. But I did have someone say to me, they're like, how do you get down $4.5 million? It's easier than you think. Not that I've lost that much, but it can go pretty quick. I need more facts on the situation because the whole thing is just weird. None of you have to comment except Tom.
I will say the ultimate news dump is the 5:55 p.m. on a Friday of March Madness announcing that they're investigating Shohei Ohtani is the ultimate we're trying not to let people know this is going on story.
And it was just so weird because like it came out and they said that Ipe, I think is his translator's name. They showed them in the dugout at the end of their game and they were just like chatting it up. And then Ipe like went and talked to the team. So it's, and then they said Shohei didn't know. And I'm like, but if they're claiming fraud against this guy or whatever they claimed, like, how did he not know? Like, what
is also there's also the part where that they were still using Ipe to translate early on in like investigation, which is some real like Looney Tunes stuff where it's like, maybe don't let the guy that's already under question for lying, don't have him be the only person that we can use to understand what the key witness is saying.
He could say anything. He could say anything to Shohei. And I'd be like, yeah, man, like they're talking crazy. They said, like, I did. No way. You know me. I would never. We're good. But no, I need more details because the whole thing's wild. And I saw like people were like, oh, Shohei, like, will be allowed to play. I'm like, yeah, I mean, there's zero evidence that Shohei did anything wrong. Like, I think if they put him on like the restricted list, it would have been crazy to me because I'm like, like everything I've seen is like he didn't do anything. Like Shohei, there's zero evidence Shohei bet, and I don't think any of it was even on baseball from Ipe's side. Like I think it was all other sports. I'm like, well, if that's the case, then who cares?
But
yeah, I mean, the part of the problem is that it was with a bookie. If it, I mean, this is the very interesting question.
This is America.
The very interesting question would be, how would this be being treated if this was a regulation, you know, gambling company? Because obviously MLB's gotten into bed with those. That's a discussion that probably we can't have, but there's a very interesting discussion we had about how quickly gambling has become ubiquitous. Sports gambling, at least, has become ubiquitous in this country.
What a word. Wow.
Wow.
And how we're dealing with it as yes. a country. Because I do think right now we're in a spot where there are things that can get through, and there are dangerous. There's things that worry me about For sports sure. gambling being so ubiquitous.
For sure. And that's the end of our Shohei Ipe update. Back to your regularly scheduled programming. It is a DraftKings ad, not a SeatGeek ad. Ian, next topic.
Dakota, I thought we did a pretty good job, you and I, right there.
I thought it was good because it's also, like I said, like there's no like hard concrete evidence right now. And there's like, it's all like speculation, like, ooh, did this happen? And it's like, nobody has any clue. So I'm like, I just, like you said, we had to touch on it a little bit. Like you couldn't, it was the biggest story in baseball right now, other than ZS7 making the team. Maybe seven. We don't have a number yet.
ZS11 works.
Might be ZS7, might be ZS11. I kind of like ZS7. I need a shirt. Obvious shirts, please. Thank you.
We'll get you right back into this week's compound, but first, it's time to talk about our friends from DraftKings. It is officially time for fans to head to the ballpark and root for their home team as baseball season gets underway. You may have heard of it if you listen to the podcast. Get in on the action early this season with our partners at DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, all new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. And don't forget to use our code COMPOUND. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers who use the promo code COMPOUND and bet just $5 on any wager can get $150 in bonus bets instantly. The promo code COMPOUND, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/baseball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Dakota.
Yes, sir. What's up, my man?
Would you care to give us an update on Driveline?
I've got two updates. One, your hair's getting crazy long. It's almost haircut, time for you.
I need a haircut bad.
Okay. Just checking. Two, Zach wins the fresh cut getting ready for opening day because you know you got to get that lined up. Looking like a snack.
It depends. Depends on my schedule, but I already texted somebody. It's in the works.
Oh, we're good.
It's in the works.
We're lined up.
Can you send it my way? Because I need a cut bad. I'm shaggy.
You do. I saw a little bit of like curling in the back. I was like, wow.
Bad, dude.
That's long.
Whoa.
Bad. Driveline, great. It's awesome. Going into week four. It's fun stuff. It's still pretty slow here right now because obviously like high schoolers are in season, college guys are in season, pro guys are, it's pretty much like all indie ball guys right now because like their season doesn't start for another month. But once the summer hits, it's going to get crazy because then you get all the college guys coming in, all the high school guys coming in, and it's like packed.
Now
it's pretty chill.
What's the best thing that you've learned so far?
I mean, if I could just let you into all the data, it's insane. Everything we can.
Are you understanding it yet?
Yes, 100%. Well, the pitching side. Like if you told me like you're hitting stuff, I'd be like, it's gibberish. But like pitching side, like all the angles and velocities of like the body parts, we have like breakdowns of that, and I'm able to like disseminate that now. Disseminate.
That's
word choice. Smart guy.
You and Tom. Wow.
I'm a smart guy now. But no, it's sick. It's really cool. I'm excited when there's more people in gym and like, it'll be a lot more going on. Like I said, right now it's very, just, it's nice to start with this where it's very calm. So I can just kind of get my feet wet, But like Saturday, I was done with all the stuff I had to do by like 1 o'clock. I was literally just sitting at my desk watching basketball. And it was good. It's a great time. Watch the Spartans lose. It was cool. It was awesome. I loved it. It was great. Good year. That's my driveline update.
Tom, were you at all sad? The Yankees went and played a game in Mexico?
Yes.
Were you at all sad that most of the players didn't go?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always a bummer. Like, we're one of the things I think I'm concerned about with the future is the future of the game, and you're hoping that by doing events like this that you're helping grow the game internationally, and if you don't send most of the best players, it's hard to grow the game. It's hard for those fans will still have a good experience, but it's a different experience they would have had than if Juan Soto was there, for sure. But, at this point, it's just trying to get everyone healthy and ready for opening day.
Ian, also spring training. If it happened in the middle of the year,
Ian, this is a question I need an honest answer to. If the Cubs went and played in Mexico this time, like 3 days before you leave for the season, are you going? Like, I don't see you going.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm making that trip. I think this is what I equate it to. The Cubs used to go to Vegas. And we would go to Vegas and play two games. And there would be, a handful of guys that would go. And, like, depending on situation, family situation, like, time of the year, like, we would go before this. We would go probably last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go with, like, I don't know, 2 weeks or 10 days left in camp instead of three. Like, timing-wise, probably not the best. But the guys with, like, families and, like, packing up and, like, there's just a lot of stuff going on. So maybe not the best scheduling. Obviously, you'd like for guys to be able to showcase in other countries, but maybe not the best timing.
I think we went even earlier than that because I remember I was still in camp when we went. You were there too, but you were too busy hanging out with your big league friends, Anthony Rizzo. So I didn't really see you much, but whatever. But I do see what Tom's saying. Like when they played it, I forget what teams played in Dominican, but I think those teams sent like all Dominican players. And like, that's sick. Like if you're from Dominican Republic and you get to go play there, like wearing your team's jersey, even if you're like a minor leaguer wearing 98, like that's probably such a cool thing for them. So I get like you'd like to see more guys go, but I also understand why like Juan Soto and Judge, like they're not making that trip at this time of the year, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much my exact thoughts. It's a bummer for those fans over there. But as Ian said, when you schedule this close to the end of spring training, like you can't blame the Yankees for prioritizing Thursday over this weekend.
Yeah. Who do they 100%. Open with again, did you say?
I didn't say. They open in Houston, four games in Houston.
Sounds like 4-0, baby.
Four games in Houston. No off sounds day. Like...
According to the schedule, I didn't see an off day in there. I guess they figure because it's Houston and it's inside.
It's a dome, yeah.
So is Dallas. We have an off day too.
My brother didn't call in. He's an idiot, but he called me last night. We were on the phone.
Had to be Brady.
It's Brady. His question, he wants to ask this question. When was the most nervous you guys have been in a game? If you don't know, I will go.
You go first. Let me think.
One that comes to the top of my head was my first pitching appearance in the big leagues last year. I literally remember sitting at the bat rack next to Schuble and Casey Mize. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, guys, this is the most nervous there have been in a big league or in a very, very long time. It was just more of like, I didn't want to walk the world. Like I'm out there lobbing it. If I couldn't throw a strike and it just became a joke more than it already is. Like if I hit somebody, if I get hit, I was just like, I need to get this over with. But then towards the end, I was like, oh, this is great. Yeah, I'll pitch. I don't care. All good. But that one immediately comes to my head.
That's a good question.
I think the most nervous.
Oh. What? No, you.
Oh, me? Mm-hmm. I think the most nervous that I ever was, 2017, we win the division. We're going to play the Nationals in the division series, and I don't think I was starting game one, maybe it was, but Gio Gonzalez was pitching, and so I was starting in left, and I was taking fly balls during BP and left. And I was nervous. And I remember dropping a fly ball. Like, and like Lackey was like, some of the vets were like giving me shit. Like, are you nervous? Like, first playoff game. Like, no, not nervous. Just another game. I'm fine. Like, I dropped the ball during fly balls and like just during BP. I was like, oh my God, maybe I am nervous. I was shaking a little bit before that.
I mean, pitching's different because like hitting is like once the, like you're probably nervous leading up. Like, I'm never nervous in the game. Like, are you guys nervous like when the game's happening?
There's sometimes like if I'm pinch hitting, I think it's more adrenaline than nervousness, but like,
yeah,
you can feel obviously that moment is like, all right, like it's a pretty big spot, you know, like even in the game, like, hey, this is a big spot in the game, you know, like you're pretty amped up.
And I never obviously played in the big leagues, but like, even like I always got super like nervous warming up. Like when my name was called, I would get nervous every time, no matter what level. But then once I'd get to the mound, like I was completely fine. Like I was thinking like, even in like my first big league camp, I wasn't like nervous. Like I got to the mound and I was like just throwing a baseball. Like it's the same thing I've done millions of times. So I don't think there's any like one scenario where I was like super nervous. I would just always get like a little like, Tom's going to love this. TMI, would always have to poop like right when my name was called, like immediate stomach, just gurgling. Like I'd be warming up farting.
Why was I declared that I was going to love this one? You were like, you loved my poop in the story. Tom's going to love this.
Cause you loved my bucket poops from last week. But yeah, that's about it for me. Like I said, even in like big league spring, my first one, I wasn't like, I was excited. Like I was super like, and I'm like Zach said, like, even when it's a big spot, like I loved those. Like I lived to come in bases loaded, nobody out. I was like, oh, let me have it. I'll strike them all out. Didn't always do that, but I want.
You got to have that mindset.
Yeah. And that's, I loved it. I thought they were exciting.
Tom.
Before we move on, can I play? There's one fan question that's really short that I want to play that Zach and Dakota, I think, should hear.
Yes.
Hello, this is Jason in New Freedom, Pennsylvania. And the question I wanted to ask is for Zach and Dakota. Wanted to ask them why they taught my 11-year-old how to say the F word. Thank you.
I didn't say it right there. Why'd you think of it right there?
I'm glad that I wasn't implicated on that. It wasn't me. It was you guys.
Do you think that he's never going to curse in his life? Do you?
Especially here, like on this podcast, like it's a podcast. And Zach will agree with me on this. Like,
I agree.
My vocabulary. Like, it's just how I talk. Like, so when I get excited, it flies out.
Honestly, like that should mean it's a good thing because it's just a free flowing conversation.
That's me being real. Like if I say it, it's like I was in the moment.
This is candid. Sorry.
But there are times where like I'll like go to say it. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, me too.
It just depends if that's I think crazy. It needs it on the podcast. In real life, it's just kind of, I just kind of,
I just have a more sophisticated vocabulary, I guess. I did get a fan question message from our friend Jeff Garland. It's a little late. But we did get that, played for the boys after the show. I'm excited for this next week. I guess we won't talk again until after opening day. That's right? Right?
Yep. That's right.
So by this point next week, Zach will have 3 homers and Ian, well, I guess I can do home run counter again. Let's go. I mean, I could have done it if Zach was in Syracuse too, but it's more fun when you're both in the big leagues because then I don't get the, well, Zach's not really beating them because they were in the minors. Save it. Ian doesn't like it. Hit more homers.
That's right.
Ian win last year.
Yeah, he smoked me. I threw in the white towel. Remember?
It's all right. You'll get him this year.
Got hot. That's right. Let's do the screen time for the people.
Mine doesn't count today.
Let's tell them. I think I'm high today too. Let's tell them about our favorite people at Sloan. Sloan is the world's leading manufacturer of commercial plumbing systems. They're at the forefront of the green building movement. Green building movement and provide smart, sustainable, and hygienic restroom solutions by manufacturing water-efficient products, including flushometers, faucet sink systems, soap dispensers, and fixtures for commercial, industrial, and institutional markets worldwide. To learn more, visit sloan.com.
Oh, dear Lord.
Mine's not as bad as I thought. 3 hours.
Mine's bad.
No, mine's not that bad either.
Mine's bad.
Mine's 5'10". I thought it was going to be like 8, to be honest.
Oh, Dakota, you can't win because you're not working today.
Correct. And it's March Madness, so I've just been looking at my phone.
4 hours, 22 minutes.
Let's go, Tom.
On a Sunday, on a Sunday where we weren't sure we were recording, that's a huge number for me.
255 for me, 255.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine sitting here and saying, I think mine's going to be bad, and then starting it with a 2?
Yeah, that's slop.
How's that?
Mine's 7 hours and 8 minutes.
You deserve that.
Yeah, that's like a good reason, though, to have it. Like,
I had 4 hours and 13 minutes in messages.
Hey, you deserve that. You deserve that 7 hours. Good luck on opening day, everybody.
Hey, you too. Enjoy Texas.
So have a great opening day. We will see you next week for episode 202 of the Compound Podcast presented by Connect Roasters. Go to connectroasters.com. Code Compound Club, code Compound 15. Try them both. We'll see you next week.
Hey, everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.